Coquelicot. I pretend to sleep when he leaves. He rubs his thumb across my chapped lips. He touches the hair grown long around my ears. I remember smelling him and the garrigue. I leave by fast train, passing through suburbs, poverty, dilapidated buildings so close to destruction from within, poppies in full sun, the blurring dross, the violet graffiti, then nothing. My dirty clothes packed above me, the t-shirt that carries his smell, the weak black pepper of him, the t-shirt he wiped his penis with. I'm afraid of falling asleep, because I will desire him in my sleep. Every night. I listened to the etudes through the early winter, so quiet, so fine, even my breath could ruin them. I asked my boyfriend to suffocate me. I made him lick the mirror. The 19th century moldings expressed an indifferent perfection. Breeze at the window, our skins shivery. I ate all the time at that place where they cut pizza with scissors and you pay by the weight. I kissed my classmates. I walked aroused under the chestnuts. Every night I told him, "You should take a shower before you come over." Street of Dyers. Coming home early in the morning, I heard withered cats behind the sycamores, the canal rushing from a different century. The alleys so quiet in the city I never really liked. The widow, with an Hermes scarf tied around her head, walked her ugly, beautiful dogs. I lived behind a Louis XV door, in a room that imprisoned winter, even as spring was rife outside. I was not in love. There was nothing to experience. German cities. Next week, he will be away, auditioning. Stuttgart, Frankfurt, Hamburg, Berlin. We talk about music, style, discipline, the great composers. He sings and speaks with the voice of a priest, father, or devil. I pull on my jeans. In my pocket, the department store's strip of paper, sprayed with cologne. The garden that enters the room is the garden of a childhood in Munich. The naked old men who smoked along the banks of the river are dead now. My pocket smells of masculine lavender. One another. We are knotted in the white bedding. I don't want sleep to separate us. We breathe with the darkness, like an enormous animal. Our bodies manufacture their odors. I taste earth on his skin. Eros enters, where shame had lived. Pale sun, then morning. How easily the earth closes its cavities. I leave the apartment, wearing his black anorak.